sparks with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hurl Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver! Away!
Dan Reed and Tonto had been in the saddle for several hours since leaving their camp at sunrise. They were on the way to meet the Lone Ranger when they reined up in Thompson's Corner.
Oh, yeah.
The watering trough in front of Jackson's store.
Well, it's a good place to water horses, Dan.
Tonto, that looks like a good store. Is there anything we need?
No, we don't need anything there.
I'll ask the man on the step if we have much farther to go.
Ask him how far to Potter Creek.
All right, Tonto.
What's that you're aiming to ask me, young fella?
You know how far it is to Potter's Creek?
Well, it depends on what you ride. 2 or 3 hours on a good horse. 2 or 3 days at my stubborn old mule. You going there?
Yeah.
The government shut down the post office here last month.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. Went worthwhile running it. Ain't nothing but a handful of permanent citizens. The rest are desert rats and drifters. Try their luck in the gold hills and then shove on.
I see.
Makes it hard for me. I'm postmaster here in the corners. I have to handle what mail comes for the folks at the creek. Say, you look like an honest young gent.
Oh, thanks.
You can save me a trip to the creek if you're a minder. Now, there's been a package here for the past week. Maybe you take it with you.
Well, I don't know
where... It's a small one. I've got it right inside the door. Come all the way from Chicago, so it must be important. I'll step right inside my store. Yep, here it is. Small, but it's mighty well boxed.
Oh, I can put it in my pocket.
Sure you can. I'll be mighty obliged. Can you read the name on it?
Jane Weatherby.
That's right. You know Miss Jane?
No, I've never been in Potter's Creek.
Well, you won't have no trouble finding her. She's plump and rosy-cheeked. Looks to be about 40.
I'll try to find her.
You'll most likely find her at the Conway Brothers' house. She goes there afternoons to clean up the place and cook a meal. You know the Conways?
No.
Well, they're a couple of stove-in ogaloots. They've been panning the creek for a good many years. Guess they saved up a tidy sum by this time. You just ask anyone where John and Jacob live. They'll tell you how to find the shack near the creek.
All right, I guess I can find it.
Mind you take good care of that package. Might be something down the right side of me.
This must be where the Conway brothers live, don't you think, Tano?
There's no other house near creek.
Hey there! Hey!
Here comes two old feller.
Yes, I see them.
They come from downstream.
You two looking for us?
You looking for John and Jacob Conway?
Not exactly.
Then why are you stopping before our house?
Are you Mr. Conway?
I'm one. This the other. I'm John. He's Jacob.
Yeah, that's right. I'm Jacob. He's John.
I'm glad to know you. My name's Dan Reed, and this is Tonto.
Any reason why we should get acquainted?
We was at the creek. We seen you rain up here and stare at our house. What do you want?
I have some mail for Miss Jane Weatherby. I was told I could find her at your place.
Mail?
Where from?
Let's see it.
It's from Chicago. Here it is.
Small, ain't it?
Now, who'd send her something from Chicago?
It's from a big store in Chicago.
Well, I'd better go and tell Jane to come out here.
Hey, now, you stay right here and keep an eye on these two, John. I'll go get it.
What's the matter with you keeping an eye on them? Your eye's as good as mine.
What ails you, John? You afraid to let me speak to Jane when you ain't around?
My idea to call her?
Well, we can call from here without going to the house.
Looks to me like it's you that's afraid to let anyone speak to Jane alone.
Jane! Hey, Jane!
You pardon me?
Come on out here a second. There's mail for you.
Mail? Oh, merciful goodness.
Here she comes, fluttering like a gadfly.
I'd like to know who'd send her a package from a big store in Chicago.
Did you say there was mail for me? Oh, my sake, alive, I can't believe it.
Here you are, Miss Weatherby.
Package? Oh, my soul, let me open it. Let me open it this instant.
We ain't stopping you.
We ought to save that paper.
$10 to save.
Oh, you dropped something.
Oh, dear. What a simply beautiful box.
What's inside the box?
I'm so excited. Look. A necklace.
Wow.
Jewels.
Day. I'm sure it's pretty.
Master Costa, he bought me.
But who sent them to me? Oh, dear. I just know there's been a mistake.
Here's the note that fell out of the package, Miss Jane.
Oh, yes. Perhaps that will explain.
What's it say?
Who's it from?
I'll read it to you. Dear Miss Weatherby, we have been instructed to advise you that the enclosed jewel necklace is the gift of an admirer who wishes to be known as...
Well, who's it from? Sakes alive, don't keep us waiting.
It's Tom Bates, ain't it? He's the only one that throws cash around free and easy.
Oh, John Conway, old darling.
What?
You can't fool me.
What are you talking about?
You're the one sent this to me.
What, eh?
No, Jane. Nothing of the sort.
Where'd you get money to buy a jewel necklace?
Well, I didn't.
But this note says that the man wishes to be known as J.B.
J.B. Well, them's your initials, Jacob. Huh? By thunder, I want to know where you got the cash to buy jewels.
Jacob? Why, I never knew you cared so much.
Now hold your horses. I didn't buy nothing from no one, John Conway. And you know darn well that you were...
Don't you accuse me! Where would I get cash to buy jewels?
Here. Well, you know where you could get gold dust to buy them.
Well, and so do you, you fibbing old goat. And I'm going to find out what the situation is right this minute.
Well, you wait for me. You ain't the only one that's going to find out.
What's the matter with them two?
Why are they going to the house?
I guess they're going to see if their gold's been disturbed.
Gold?
They've been panning the creek for a good many years. By hard work, they managed to get considerable gold from the stream. And they put the gold in little sacks, and when a sack is full, they drop it through a hole in the floor.
Oh.
They've been at it for more than 10 years.
Don't they ever take gold out of the hiding place?
Oh, they'd starve before they touch it. At least that's the way it's always been. You see, they can't leave the gold where it was until they got too old to work.
Now each one thinks the other has stolen the gold.
You think one of old fellas buy beads for you?
I don't know what to think. I've been coming here afternoons to tidy the house for a long time. I like the old man and they like me, but, well, it ain't like them to buy presents for me.
Oh, golly.
Oh, they're fighting.
They go in the house.
You can't put the blame on me.
Mr. John, please.
Oh, you keep out of this.
Mr. James.
That old goat robbed me. Now he's trying to get out of it.
You're the thief, John Conway, and you know it.
Oh, please. Here, take the necklace and send it back and get the cash for it. That'll settle it.
Nope, I'll send it no way.
Oh.
Where's my gun?
No.
Oh, so now you're trying to kill her, huh?
I'll show you.
Let me take gun.
Let go.
There.
Oh, gun.
goodness, give me back my shotgun.
Oh, gonna shoot me, huh? Well, I'll lambaste you with this hunk of kindling.
No, no.
Now, Indian, you keep out of this affair.
Oh, Mr. Jacob, please calm down.
I am calm. I'm calm as an oyster.
And that's just what you look like.
Now, be still and listen to me a minute. How much gold is missing?
Well, we had 12 sacks of gold under the floor.
Yeah, 12 is right. The tally is notched right there on the table. Now there ain't but 9.
You stole 3 of them. You thought I'd never know they was gone.
Stop charging me. You're the thief.
Now, wait.
Maybe an outsider stole the money.
Oh, that ain't likely.
Well, who knew gold was here?
I guess nearly everyone knew about it.
But no one knew where we kept it hid.
You did?
Yes, and so did you.
The sakes alive, I knew where you kept it hid. Chances are that the others knew it, too.
Why, then it is has got to be settled for keeps.
That was my sentiment.
Where's them old dueling pistols? We'll fight it.
Well, if that's what you want, I'll accommodate you. I'll get the pistols.
Oh, they really mean it.
You go quick.
What's the matter? Can't you find the guy?
I won't find him. They're here somewhere. If you ain't stormed.
Dan, you go get Lone Ranger.
Right.
I got him.
Oh, mercy me. I'm going for the sheriff. Don't let him do it before the sheriff gets here.
Come on, Victor.
Dan Reed found the Lone Ranger in camp not far from town. He told about the jeweled necklace and the fight between the Conway brothers while the masked man saddled a big white horse named Silver.
Boy, and Tonto stayed there, huh, Dan?
Yes.
Steady, Silver.
So keeping him apart for the time being.
I wonder if many people knew about the old man's gold.
I guess so.
Tighten the cinch, will you, Dan?
Sure.
Is there a chance that the men made a mistake in their count?
I don't think so. They kept a tally by cutting notches on a table.
Both John and Jacob are telling the truth. Someone's trying to frame them.
If it's an outsider got at the gold, why didn't they take all of it?
We'll join Tonto. Ready, Dan?
Yes.
Get the big fella. Easy a minute. Move, Silver.
Get along, Vic.
Tom Bates and several other men were in the sheriff's office when Jane Weatherby arrived. She told her story hurriedly and finished by handing the lawman the necklace.
And here's the note that came with it.
Now, wait a minute, Jane. Let me get this straight.
Yes, Sheriff.
You say each of the old men thinks the other stole the money?
Yes, and it's real serious.
A crazy fool.
Well, I don't think either of those men would steal from the other.
Well, you never know, Hank. One of them is stuck on Miss Jane.
Oh, Sheriff.
That gold might as well be stolen. They never spent any of it.
Keep still, Tom. Let me handle this.
Go ahead.
Jane, I want you to tell me something straight.
Yes, Sheriff, of course.
Who knew where they hid that gold?
Well, I don't know.
You knew?
Of course I did. I was at the house most every day.
You've always talked about. Who'd you tell about the hiding place?
Well, I guess I told you, didn't I, Tom?
Well, you never did.
Oh, I'm sure I must have. I probably mentioned it to Hank there when he was rooming at my rooming house.
Well, I don't remember you telling me where it was hid.
Well, I don't know what I told or who I told it to. That don't matter anyway, Sheriff. You've got to get to the house before they start shooting.
I'll go right away.
I'm going with you.
Me too.
You can keep us apart for now, mister. Same as that redskin did. We'll get the chance, though. And when we do, we'll have the duel.
You bet we will.
You two are making a great mistake.
You can save your breath.
We don't need a masked critter to tell us what to do.
Isn't it possible that an outsider stole the gold?
No.
Not on your life. That old buzzard double-crossed his own brother.
Why, you...
Now, wait. If an outsider did steal it, you're making it very easy for him. You realize that?
Someone's coming. I hear horses.
See him out that window.
Keep these two away from weapons, Tonto.
Me watch them.
I see a sheriff's badge.
Oh, dead rabbit. The sheriff won't tolerate no duel.
Hey, look at the mask. Get him up.
Oh, golly.
Hold on, Sheriff.
Grab him, boys. We'll see what the masked man has to say about the stolen gold.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue our story. While the Lone Ranger, Dan, and Tonto tried to learn something about the gold that disappeared from the secret hiding place of the old Conway brothers, the sheriff burst in and shouted,
"Grab him, boys! We'll see what the masked man has to say about the stolen gold.
Right. I'll stay where you are. Get back.
Fight you.
Go on, all of you.
Take it easy now, Sheriff. Take it easy. The masked critter don't know nothing about it.
What's he doing here? Who is he?
We don't know. Seems to be a friend of the Redskins.
Well, who did you?
Dad Bennett, all. Can't we have a private row without everyone busting in? This affair strikes me and my brother, that's all. Ain't no one else concerned.
That's right. Take that boy and the Redskin and the masked man and clear out. We'll settle things.
One of us has got to go.
We aim to let the fates decide.
Meaning what?
We're going to have a duel.
Like fun you are.
We are. And there ain't no one can stop us. We'll have it sooner or we'll have it later.
Yes. Might as well let him have it, Sheriff.
You keep out of this, Tom.
All right.
Seems to me the only thing to do is to throw both of you in jail.
On what charges? You got nothing to jug us for.
Take our old dueling pistols away from that redskin. Leave him here and get. Will you do that, Sheriff?
No.
Why don't you? They couldn't do much harm with those old pistols.
Tom, it seems to me you're mighty anxious to have a duel.
After all, it's their own affair. Well,
can't you persuade that masked man to put his guns away?
I think these two should duel.
That's right. You've got nothing to say.
They'll do. They won't use dueling guns like those old collector's pieces they've counted on. No use having a duel unless there's a decisive result.
A decisive result?
Yes. I have a pair of matched guns.
Yeah, you sure have.
If they use these...
Stop that!
Oh, my say!
They'll give fate a big hand in making a decision.
I won't tolerate a duel.
Not for you to say, Sheriff. John, are you determined to fight your brother?
Yes. Them's awful big guns.
Changed your mind, huh?
Turning yellow.
No such thing. I'll fight you.
Sheriff, you stay here. The rest of you, clear out.
Clear out?
Hey, we want to see this.
The sheriff is to be the only witness.
John, I'll be your second.
I'll be Jacob.
There'll be no seconds other than the sheriff and myself. Now get out.
Now, hold on. I ain't agreed to
You've
let
no
you
have... You've no choice, Sheriff. You better disarm him, Tonto. He might make a play for his gun. Are you going willingly, or should I start?
I'm kidding. Don't wave that cannon at me. Come on.
All right.
Get your horses and go back to town. Don't hang around here.
Now, look here, mister.
Sheriff, before you say more, please listen to me.
Word of the duel and the way in which the masked man had dominated the sheriff swept through the town like wildfire. Tom, Hank, and the other men wore looks of bewilderment. Jane Weatherby wrung her hands in despair.
Oh, it's awful. It's terrible, those poor old men.
A few men mounted their horses and rode out in the hope of finding the scene of the duel, but soon returned without success. As the afternoon waned, people gathered in the center of town in the hope that the sheriff would return with news. Finally, the lawman rode into view.
Oh, here comes the sheriff.
Look at how he's riding.
It's tragic news. I just know it is.
He's got his head down on his chest.
Oh, dear, they were such lovable old men. I wonder which one survived.
Well, just about kill a man their age to shoot one of them guns. Well, gosh, the next size biggest comes on wheels.
Oh, sheriff, let's have the worst.
Let me get off my horse.
Is it over with, sheriff?
Yeah, which one of them got it?
Steady there, folks. One at a time. Take it easy. I'll tell you all about it.
Did they shoot it out, Jeff?
Could you hear the shots?
No.
Well, there was two shots fired. Maybe the wind didn't blow right, so you could hear them. It's sad, folks. Downright sad.
Sheriff, which one?
Both.
Both? Well, of all
things. They fired at just the same time. I reckon I did all I could, though. You men saw how that masked man took care of things.
Oh, Sheriff, will we have a chance to see the remains?
Well, they can't be seen just yet.
I'll pay for the funeral. That's what I'll do.
Tom, they won't be needing your money.
Sheriff, what about the things at their house?
We locked the house when we left, Jane. I reckon it'll be best if we leave things just as they are for the time being.
Maybe so.
You and me will go there tomorrow and put things right.
Well, I'll be glad to help.
And so will I.
Well, I do hope that one of them was the thief. It'd be a terrible thing if an outsider was guilty. A terrible, terrible thing.
What became of the masked man, Sheriff?
Oh, he let me go as soon as the shooting was done.
I'd like to know what business it was of his.
Well, folks, I'm going to my office. I want to be alone for a little while. If any of you see the coroner, ask him to drop in.
That evening, Jane Weatherby sat beneath a tree in the rear of her home. Her eyes were red from crying, and her handkerchief was moist. She didn't hear anyone approach and wasn't aware of Tonto until he spoke.
Miss.
Oh, mercy, you frightened me.
Oh, you not be afraid.
Oh, no. No, I'm not afraid.
But you come this way.
Where to?
You come with me. Me show you.
I wanted to stay here. I thought maybe the coroner would bring those poor old man into his office and...
Oh, him not bring him tonight. You come with Tonto. Maybe you see him.
Oh, all right.
Later, the same evening, while darkness shrouded the silent cabin where the two old men had lived, a stealthy figure crept through the night. The feet of Tom Bates made little sound as he approached the rear door. The key he carried turned the lock on the door. He was inside the building. Then he knelt and felt the rough floorboards in darkness.
Now to find the right one. Fourth from the edge. One, two, three, four. This should be the one. Loose. I hope someone hasn't beat me to it. They haven't. Won't do the old man any good now.
Tom stuffed the small gold filled tracks in his pocket, and then replaced the floorboard.
Just a minute.
What is it, Miss Weatherby?
Tom Bates, I've been thinking it over. I did tell you how the old men kept their cash beneath the floor.
Well, what about it?
That's how you knew where to find it. You're the one that stole that gold.
You must be crazy.
Oh, no, I'm not. You know all about buying things from Chicago. You get plenty of fancy clothes from there. Had the jewels sent to me, and you just did it to stir up trouble between John and Jacob.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. You stole some of their gold. Then you ordered some cheap imitation jewels for me, so each of the men would accuse the other.
I'd better close this door.
You were the one that thought it was a good idea for those two to fight a duel. If one was killed, the other one would be satisfied that the theft had been solved. You stole that gold.
Now, look, Jane, don't be a fool. You can't prove any such thing.
I know what I saw.
What?
I was outside that window not 2 minutes ago. I saw you put the rest of the gold sacks in that dresser drawer.
Why, Julie?
You keep your hands off me.
You snoopy
old
woman.
Stop.
I'll show you what happens to meddlers.
Stay away from her.
Mask me.
Good for you, Jane. You did it just right.
What is this?
As you're concerned, it's an arrest.
Put the cuffs on him, Sheriff.
Bet I will.
You must go in the drawer, Miss Jane.
All right.
This is a frame up. Maybe so, but you're right in the middle of the frame.
There's 11 sacks full and one half full. It's nearly all here.
Good. Your plans were good, Tom. But there was just one thing you didn't count on.
Yeah?
Yes. You didn't count on both of the men being killed. When that happened, you thought of the gold that remained beneath the floor. You thought that you could safely take that.
Now, I'll have my say. Sheriff, you can put me on trial. But you'll find yourself in trouble up to the neck. What'll the court say when it comes out that you helped stage a duel? A circuit judge will do something about that.
Thunderation, there wasn't a duel.
What?
We ain't gonna wait no longer.
John.
Then see what gold is left for us.
Jacob.
There's your gold.
Gold stuff darn near caused trouble between us.
I ain't good half the use for it I used to have.
Me neither.
It's
whole thing was a frame-up.
You bet it was. From the time the masked man chased everyone away so he could talk to the sheriff.
They lied to us, Sheriff. You made us think they were both killed.
Don't call me a liar, Tom. If you think back, you'll see that I didn't say either of the two had been shot. I said they both fired shots, and that was true.
So we waited at the house to see if anyone would show up. And we watched from the time you used that extra key to unlock the door.
Well, get out of here now. You're heading for jail. And you two take your gold and go on home. No more fight.
Yes. Well, come on, Jacob. We've got to find a new hiding place for the gold.
Hiding place, my eye. Let's keep her out and spend it for a change.
Well, I would sort of like some of them fancy clothes that's in the catalog.
And some fancy buttons for my vest.
Oh, and some real jewels for Jane.
Now you're talking sense.
Hey, wait a minute, Sheriff, before you take that critter out.
Huh?
Next to Jacob here, you're the most stubborn cuss I know.
Huh?
Now, why did you let that masked man have his way?
You saw his gun.
You're too stubborn to be moved by guns.
Well, I'll tell you, John, there is another reason why I listened to him.
Ah, I knew it.
I'll tell you confidential who he is. He's the Lone Ranger.
I'll fill that.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.